Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Hayden Farms, LLC of Davies County, recently applied for and was awarded $60,000 in state and county ag development funds for a very unique project, a poultry education center. Farm owner-operator Daniel Hayden.
We are in the process of expanding our poultry operation. We have four broiler houses with Purdue, have had for 20 years now, and we had the opportunity to build four more on a separate farm as our existing one.
The education center is a two-part deal, a separate education building in one location, and a unique addition to one of its new broiler houses.
It is a viewing room built on to a broiler chicken house. And this entails just a big glass wall inside of the control room where people can actually see directly into the chicken house to see exactly what is going on. And, of course, I would be there to explain what they're actually looking at. Nothing like this has actually been done for poultry houses, for broiler houses in particular, to my knowledge in the country, but let alone definitely not the state.
Purdue thought so much of the idea, they're helping financially with the viewing room. More on how the rest will unfold in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Davies County poultry producer Daniel Hayden says he's passionate about his vocation of farming, and he wants to share how he does what he does, especially with those removed from farming. He feels the new viewing room and education center will go a long way to better Farm City understanding.
And alongside with the viewing room, we're also going to have an education building up on the road. That's where everything starts. Give presentations, host groups. It would be available for industrial groups that want to show off some of the equipment that we have to rent out and give presentations and show off some of their equipment that we have purchased and utilized on the farm, but mainly educational purposes.
He feels like the viewing room will be complete this fall, the education center next spring, when they'll start tours, probably to run about every 2 weeks in between his farming chores. We'll try to have an update in coming weeks as developments unfold. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.